How hard is it to quit Facebook? It depends. Is it where your friends are? Is it where your business is? Or is it your lifeline? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. As people find out more about how Facebook amasses personal information and either passes it to other companies or lets companies or political campaigns target you with ads in incredibly specific ways, some people are deleting their accounts. Others are yelling at you on Twitter to just delete your account. But maybe that's not so easy. For many people, Facebook is essential, like for community organizers or schools or even small businesses. Jillian York is the director for International Freedom of Expression at the Electronic Frontier Foundation. She says quitting Facebook is a privilege that not everyone can afford.
Across the world, I think that, you know, you've got a lot of different kinds of communities. You have youth who are trying to explore their identities and connect with different communities of interest, whether it's, like I said, whether it's LGBTQ communities or anime communities or whatever. You have people who, with illnesses, chronic illnesses in particular, there's a lot of communities on Facebook where, you know, that really is the most secure platform that hosts that type of community. Some of the other ones that are out there just simply don't use the same level of security as Facebook.
And then let's talk about this attitude that people should know what they're getting into when they use Facebook. Like, is it really that unreasonable for us to ask that it be safer with respect to our data?
Absolutely. I think that we should be demanding that Facebook be safer. Whether that comes from us demanding it or it inevitably comes from regulation, I'm not sure. But I do think that, you know, expecting people to completely understand the ways that their data can be used is somewhat unreasonable.
And is there any way to kind of quantify the cost or what might happen, you know, if people start using Facebook less and all of those school groups or organizing groups or even government groups that use Facebook for communication have to, you know, build their own websites or start communicating other ways? Is there any way to quantify sort of what that might cost or what that might lead to?
There is a cost to that. And so there's a reason that people choose to use Facebook. You know, at the same time, I think that there are people or businesses in particular that shouldn't be using Facebook for the purposes that they are. One of the things that I heard was from someone whose insurance company requires a Facebook login. And I found that, I think it was renter's insurance. Mm-hmm. I found that really concerning. And so I do think that we need to be doing more education toward businesses and toward groups about how to keep themselves safe and whether Facebook is even the best choice for them.
To what extent do you think people do think of it as a utility and that that is a little bit of a, that might not be true?
Yeah. I think that a lot of people do at this point view it as a utility or wish that it was. I think the first blog post I read calling it that was in 2010, and it was written by Dana Boyd, the researcher. And she said, you know, Facebook is a utility, utilities get regulated. And, you know, she was arguing from the historic perspective of how the telephone system, the, you know, all of these other systems didn't used to be considered utilities in the U.S., but then eventually became so through pushes by the public, through regulation. And we may see that kind of push happen with Facebook and similar platforms in the future.
Is part of the problem that there's no alternative?
Yeah, I mean, I do think that we're seeing some proliferation of alternatives, and that's great, but there's no holistic alternative at this point. If you want to replace all of the functions of Facebook that are important to people, you'll need to come up with a website for health communities, a website for arts communities, a website for events. You know, you'll have a mailing list. And I think that what people like about Facebook is the centralization of those activities, even when they don't like the centralization of their data. And so I'm happy to see alternatives starting to crop up, things like Mastodon, but it's unrealistic to suggest that these fully replace what Facebook has given a lot of people.
That's Jillian York, a director at the Electronic Frontier Foundation. In more pedestrian concerns, many users worry that deleting Facebook will delete them from dating apps that require Facebook to sign up. Fear not. Mashable reports that you can start over on Tinder with a new profile using your phone number, and reportedly Bumble will decouple itself, from requiring a Facebook account in the next couple weeks. Stephanie Hughes is the producer of Marketplace Tech. Eve Tro is our senior producer. Our engineers are Sarah Bruguer and Dan Powell. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.